93.3 WJTL, Chris Tomlin's home. Before that, celebrating Brian Smith's birthday, FFH, one of these days. Good morning to you at 7:49.
Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy. Chance of afternoon storms or showers, high 84. Then mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and storms, low 70. Mostly cloudy Friday, high 82. Really good chance of some heavy rainfall tomorrow. And then a chance still of heavy rain Saturday. Saturday looks mostly cloudy, upper 70s. Looks nice Sunday, sunny and 80. Right now it's 69.
We're hanging out with Scott and Luke today. We're talking about Hope International. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Luke Harbaugh is church representative at Hope International. Tell us about Hope International, if you would, Luke.
Yeah, so Hope is an organization that was founded right here in Lancaster County, and we're still here in Lancaster. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary, so that's really exciting
for us. Amazing, yeah.
But basically what we do is we invest in men and women around the world and their dreams. So there are plenty of people that can point to coaches, advisors, mentors in their lives that have helped bring them along and help them pursue their dreams. And unfortunately, a lot of men and women in poverty just don't have those same opportunities based upon where they're born and the situations they're born into. And so we want to be that person, essentially, for folks around the world. And so what we do is we work in 16 different countries with about 950,000 clients, and we want to invest in their dreams. And so we take their gifts, their skills, their abilities that God has given them. We give them training. We give them discipleship training and then access to either a small loan or a little bit of savings so that they can take that money then and that training and invest in a small business, which hopefully then will give them a sustainable way to provide for their families and work their way out of poverty.
And even not just their families, but in many cases, they are also providing for their communities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really amazing to see what people are able to do and the generosity that they show. We realize that poverty is bigger than just what's in our stomachs or over our heads or on our backs. And so we try to invest in people in all the areas of their lives. And that includes spiritually and introducing them to Jesus Christ and also allowing them to really use their gifts to bless other people as well. There's a woman that I met last year in India. Her name was Lakshmi. And she lived in a slum next to a rock quarry in India. And so she was somebody who makes about $2 a day, and her peers make about $2 a day. So amongst the world's poorest. And she decided to take her savings and invest in some goats. So she bought a goat and started doing animal husbandry. And she started with one goat, and now she's got 20 goats.
Wow.
And each goat is worth about $125. And so you talk about a woman now who is the wealthiest woman in her slum because she owns 20 goats at $125 a piece.
Amazing.
So that's a pretty good nest egg.
Yeah.
But she's been able then to use that money to provide education and provide other opportunities for people inside of her own community, which is really exciting for us.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about how you work with local churches to continue furthering what Hope's mission is.
Yeah, so out in the field, we work through local churches all the time, and churches really own Hope's mission and ministry to reach people and impact people in their community. But we also work with U.S. churches, building partnerships, and most of the time, we really try to help churches here in Lancaster and across the country achieve their mission and do what God has asked them to do in mission. And so one of the churches that we've been able to do that with is Calvary Church, and Scott's here from Calvary. And we've helped them, and they've helped us really achieve what God has called us to do.
And Scott, I mean, Calvary is really seen as a big missions church, a church that supports missions around the world. So I'm interested in hearing your experience with working with Hope International.
Yeah, at Calvary Church, we have a desire to see the nations come to Christ, and we kept hearing about Hope International and the wonderful work that they were doing in transforming communities and lives around the world. So in 2012, we began a partnership with them in Rwanda and then transitioned to Malawi, and it's been wonderful to see the ways in which we're able to learn and to grow, learn from how Hope International invests in communities and in people, and to grow from those partners that we serve and work alongside with in Malawi. So we've had the opportunity to connect with staff workers in Malawi and to have them challenge our congregation. And it's been a terrific journey for our church to pray with and to walk alongside partners around the world, recognizing that God has really raised up disciples from all around the world, and we get to learn from their experience and to be challenged in our own. So it's been a wonderful experience for us.
That's very cool. Luke, if there's other churches, people listening that are in leadership at their church, how can they get involved with Hope International?
Yeah, so the best way is to get in touch with me, and you can go to www.hopeinternational.org and go to the Take Action page, and there's a tab there for churches, and there's a lot of different resources on there to learn more about Hope, but also some poverty curriculum and stewardship curriculum that folks can use inside of their churches and small groups and for messages and that kind of thing. And would be open and would love to have conversation with anybody who would want to talk more about Hope.
Well, WJTL has been excited to be a part of what Hope is doing in the local area for all 20 years, because I remember when Jeff Root first came on the radio and was trying to explain microfinance, because it was the first time I had ever heard that word. And now just to see how God has grown your ministry, it's pretty awesome. Here's an opportunity for your church to get involved as well, just like Scott and Calvary Church has done. HopeInternational.org. Check it out. Get in touch with Luke. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks.
Thank you guys so much.
It was great having you. 10th Avenue North, back to the music now.